In this video, we look wiki activity. Here's one wiki activity. The wiki activity allows students to create collaborative documents by building pages together. If it's individual wiki activity, for example, learning diary might be individual wiki. It means that only you and the teacher can see it. But let's see how the wiki activity works. Just click the icon or the title and you will end up to the first page of wiki document. In this wiki, there are already some texts in the first page, and then here's a link to another page, this description page, and this third page is a draft, so it's red. The link is red. If you want to edit this page, here's the edit tab. Just click edit and you will see the editor over here. You can add text by writing and editing it with the tools over here. You can add links, images, and so on also to this page. If you want to create a new page, you use double brackets, double square brackets. So add double brackets and then name of the page and then double brackets close the line. So double brackets in the beginning and then the page name and then double brackets again. These page names you can edit also later. Now, if we save, we notice that the new page is also red. There is no content in there. If you want to edit the other page, just click the title and here's the same view than in the first place. Just click the edit tab and you can edit this content. Only there's one restriction in using wiki together. One student can edit one page simultaneously. So only one person can edit one page at the same time. If we go back to the first place here from the breadcrumb, for example, and we start to edit this third page, which has no content yet. Just click the title. And now we have to format the page. So HTML format is quite widely used. So usually that one is selected. Just create page. And then you have the edit window over here. You can start writing text over there. There are also other tabs. So if teacher has allowed comments, there are comments tab over here. You can add comment over here. And you can see comments in the comment tab there. There's also history tab. So if you need to check who has done some changes in the document, you can see the history over here. There's also map and files tabs over here. If we go to in the beginning. Here's also the history tab. Let's check what it shows. It shows more actions. So there are all the editing happenings in this document or this page. And it's history. So if something is disappeared, it can be saved also from the history tab.